What if the Nancy Pelosi visit to Taiwan is actually a kind of false flag operation involving China ordering Pelosi and the Democrats to carry out this action to justify a cover story for China's planned invasion of the United States? So that's the theory here in this short podcast. Now, I'll admit up front, this is a theory, but it's a theory based on facts. It's a theory based on some of the expertise of J.R. Nyquist, for example. Not to say that he espouses this theory directly, but rather, as you'll hear, he has shared with us many things that may help connect the dots behind this theory that I'm asserting. Also, we have the, you know, the secret audio recording from the Chinese war leaders. And we also have documents about the history of the war doctrine of China and how they ultimately planned to attack the United States. So let's back up actually and start with some history on this. And this history has been described by communist experts like J.R. Nyquist, but also it's a history that has been openly admitted by Chinese war generals such as General Hao Tian, who openly talked about conquering the United States, killing off all the American people, and then occupying the U.S. so that the Chinese CCP empire can continue to expand and succeed and feed all its own people and so on. So let there be no debate. This is not a theory, this part here, that China has long openly admitted that they want to conquer America. They need America's farmland. They need America's natural resources. And they planned to carry out a war against the United States. And this plan has been in place for decades, and it's coming to fruition. Okay, so all of that is 100% confirmed fact. And also, just I would add, by the way, keep in mind that I speak some Chinese, that my wife speaks Chinese because she's from Taiwan, and we have listened to the Chinese generals and their speeches in Chinese with direct translation, you know, through my wife and some of her colleagues and so on. So we have direct firsthand knowledge of what is being said by these Chinese generals. I'm not relying on some English translation from somebody else, some third party. Like, we review this stuff directly and we know what they're saying. And remember, I lived in Taiwan. I toured throughout parts of China when I was giving speeches many decades ago when I was involved in network security, you know, computer security, technology industries back then. And so, you know, I've spoken to Hong Kong and Singapore and Malaysia and other places. So I'm quite familiar with this region. Just offering that as some, you know, backstory to what you're about to hear. Now, more recently, we know that China plans to attack the United States, but use an attack on Taiwan as a cover story. So not only does China want to conquer the United States, China knows that the way to do that is to, you know, mislead America into thinking that we're not going to be attacked, and to mislead the American military into thinking that China is only going to attack Taiwan. China doesn't need to attack Taiwan. China, their goal is to take down America. And if they succeed in doing that, Taiwan will surrender, because Taiwan will have no allies to defend it. And Taiwan can easily be forced into surrender with a naval blockade and an air blockade. So again, China doesn't need to roll into Taiwan with tanks and troops and try to fight the Taiwan people in rugged, mountainous terrain where tanks don't do very well anyway, by the way. So no, China doesn't need to invade Taiwan. China needs to take out America. I mean, this is from their point of view, and then simply blockade Taiwan. And J.R. Nyquist has spoken about this as well. I believe his assessment is correct on this point. Now, what the Chinese war generals were speaking about in that recently leaked audio that was translated by Jennifer Zhang and her team, and it originally came from Lüde Media, which is spelled L-U-D-E in English, lewd, I guess, but I think in Chinese it's Lüde. And Lüde Media had acquired this recording. They put it out, And people lost their lives in trying to smuggle this recording out of this meeting. And in this meeting, and I've read a full English transcript, I've also had Chinese-speaking people listen to this meeting. It is readily admitted that, number one, China is shifting into a wartime economy. China no longer plans to manufacture and export consumer goods and sell them to the United States or Europe. They know that's ending. They're moving to wartime production. And under the wartime scenario, China realizes that they're going to have to feed their people with, like, you know, food stamps, basically, food rationing. People won't necessarily have jobs in the free market system like they have today, but rather they will be working for communist-controlled war factories to produce tanks and planes and bullets and missiles and whatever parts are needed for the Chinese military effort. And under that system, the Chinese people must obey or they will be exterminated. And so part of the lockdowns that are happening, which involves, you know, tens of millions or even hundreds of millions of Chinese people, the lockdowns are designed to allow China to go in and take out dissidents or troublemakers and then to clear the streets so that China can move military equipment to their ports, such as the, you know, Shanghai port and so on, where they're loading naval vessels. So there is an enormous number of merchant ships and naval ships that are being loaded with equipment and personnel, tanks, soldiers, drones, cyber warfare equipment, and so on, in preparation for a massive attack somewhere. Although they don't say in the meeting exactly who they're going to attack, what J.R. Nyquist and others have pointed out is that it's far too much equipment to attack Taiwan. It's far too much equipment to attack, I don't know, like Pacific Islands somewhere. No, this is about attacking the United States, making a beach landing on the United States in California, most likely, seizing the ports, then opening up the ports to the heavy Chinese ships, which then unload a massive amount of material, including armored vehicles and tanks, artillery and drone systems and so on. Now, if you were China and you were going to invade the United States and unload all this equipment, you would need a cover story for, you know, to explain away why you're engaged in all of this military buildup. That cover story, I think, may be augmented by Nancy Pelosi. So if you were China, you might order Nancy Pelosi, who, let's face it, most of the Democrats work for China. We know Feinstein is a CCP spy, you know, Senator Feinstein. We know that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are fully compromised by China and the CCP. We know that half the governors in America are on China's payroll and so on and so forth. I mean, more than half of the U.S. Congress works for China. Big tech works for China. Half the universities work for China. It just goes on and on. Half the media work for China. The New York Times took money from China to run Chinese propaganda. So did the Washington Post, on and on and on. So China, all they have to do is order Pelosi to set up this false flag operation. They say, hey, Nancy Pelosi, why don't you get on a plane and claim you're going to fly to Taiwan? And then we, China, we will make a big stink about it. And that will provide a cover story for us to maneuver a whole lot of military equipment and deploy a lot of military ships and so on, and to announce training of military operations in the waters around Taiwan, basically surrounding Taiwan in a mock blockade or a blockade drill. And I don't know if you've seen the maps, but that's exactly what China is doing right now. And the West, the United States, and Europe are looking at this and thinking, oh, that's just China's saber rattling, because Nancy Pelosi has given them kind of cover for that excuse, for that story. Oh, it's saber rattling by China. What if it isn't saber rattling? What if it is China launching the invasion forces that will ultimately be deployed against the United States? What if this is the final cover story to create the illusion that there's not a war against America because everybody thinks there's a war against Taiwan? What if it's not Taiwan at all? Of course, the United States and the British allies in World War II did exactly this in preparation for the invasion and the landing on the beaches of Normandy in France in World War II. So the US and the UK, they set up a deception operation, like a simulated military headquarters with simulated communications, inflatable tanks that were filling entire fields, and they would create all this traffic and all of this deception to try to fool Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich into thinking that there was going to be this invasion, you know, farther north. I don't know where the invasion was supposed to be, but it was way farther north than Normandy. But the real invasion was coming on, you know, Juno Beach and Gold Beach and whatever all the beaches were of Normandy. And so it was the deception of the Allies that allowed Hitler to have his guard down. And because Hitler had his guard down, his troops on those beaches that were ultimately, you know, invaded by the Allies, those troops were much lighter than they would have otherwise been. They were not able to put up much resistance. That's why the Normandy beach landings succeeded, because a lot of the troops had been pulled out of there and sent up north to defend against the area that the Third Reich thought was going to be hit. So deception has always been part of warfare. And when a world power is about to stage a major invasion of their perceived enemy, they will use deception to try to mislead that enemy into staying weak or, you know, not shoring up their defenses. And isn't that exactly what's happening right now, in part thanks to Nancy Pelosi? Because nobody outside of independent media and, you know, J.R. Nyquist and some of the shows that he's on and so on, nobody is thinking that there's going to be a Chinese invasion of America. In fact, it's called an absurd idea. It's a conspiracy theory. It's crazy. China would never invade the United States. Really? Are you sure about that? Because Governor Newsom in California has done a deal with China. He's laundered billions of dollars through China, and he's received kickbacks. He's totally compromised and owned by China. And according to my sources from over a year ago, Governor Newsom has already agreed to allow China to roll up on California's beaches and to take over the ports, because Newsom has been promised some role in the Chinese occupation of America. You know, like just like out of that, what was that Amazon show with the two Americas post-World War II? I think Japan took over the West and Germany took over the East. What was it, like Man in the High Castle or something? Is that what it was called? I think there was a Philip K. Dick novel, by the way, that was based on, but that may not be science fiction, actually, except it'll be China taking over the West, not Japan. Well, Governor Newsom's already on board with that, folks. And the United States military can be ordered to stand down. The Pentagon. You think the Pentagon works for America? Not a chance. These woke traitors, treasonous actors, the generals at the top of the Pentagon, they are sellouts. They've already sold America out. They would order the U.S. Navy to stand down, and they would allow China to invade, to land military forces on the beaches of California and Oregon and Washington, or all three. Don't believe for a minute that our Pentagon is working to defend America. If they were, they would have a border in force on the south of the United States. They would stop the invasion that's happening right now. They're not stopping that invasion. They're allowing it to happen. And they're all in with the globalist agenda to take down America. That's why they're purging the military of all real Americans and Christians and patriots and gun owners and Trump supporters and so on. Why do you think they're doing the purge? Because they want a military that's compliant with the orders from the CCP. So when the CCP orders the Pentagon, say, order your troops to stand down, that's exactly what the Pentagon's going to do. They're going to stand down the U.S. military. It's exactly what happened on 9/11. Of course, George Bush ordered the military to stand down, allow the attack to happen, because they needed 9/11 in order to roll out the surveillance state against the American people. So they allowed it to happen. Yes, 9/11 was an inside job. Of course it was. And they were also using it to destroy evidence in Building 7, you know, CIA evidence that would have incriminated George Bush and all the other deep state traitors who ran that whole system. Many of whom are still running things today, you know, with names like Cheney. Does that ring a bell? Anybody named Liz out there? Liz Cheney? Yeah. Same deep state treasonous insider that, you know, her family name now represents, sadly. And ask yourself this. Why is Joe Biden dismantling America's food infrastructure and energy infrastructure and shipping all of our weapons over to Ukraine to be destroyed in that theater of war, mostly blown up by the Russians, to the point where we have no anti-tank weapons remaining in America? I mean, we're not there yet, but that's where it's going. Won't be long before we have no anti-tank weapons. So how are you going to fight China and its massive invasion of the United States if you don't have any anti-tank weapons, because all the javelins are gone? And you've heard before how the United States doesn't have the industrial base to replace military weapons at any kind of a scale necessary to fight a war. In fact, it's been calculated that the entire supply of artillery that the United States currently has would be used up in something like 2 weeks or less of a war with Russia. And it would take years for the U.S. to manufacture any kind of replenishment of that artillery supply. The U.S. cannot make the weapons needed to fight a war. And you know why? Because the manufacturing has been moved to China. China is the industrial base of the world, which is the position that the United States carried in World War II, but that's no longer the case. And that's why the governors and even fake President Joe Biden and, you know, Newsom and others, that's why they've sold out. They've agreed to help China take down America because they've been promised some kind of high position in the Chinese occupation of America. And this is also why they're trying to disarm the American people, because they want to allow the Chinese invasion to happen as quickly as possible and as successfully as possible. So they're trying to take down the Second Amendment. They want to disarm the American people. They want to make sure that China can sweep through the United States without resistance. And that's also why all of the Americans who are currently, let's say, not happy about the current administration, they're being named terrorists, because there's going to be mass arrests of Second Amendment people, Trump supporters, veterans who don't go along with the program, and so on. The regime in power in America is going to try to take down the American people in order to clear the way for the Chinese occupation and takeover of the United States of America. That's what's actually happening. And I think Nancy Pelosi is just playing along with it, not really doing anything brave, but actually just creating a cover so that China can launch this invasion against the United States. But we'll see. We'll see where that goes. I mean, I can't prove this theory. That's one analysis. Other people may have a different point of view, which is fine. But I tell you what, I don't know anybody more informed about all this than J.R. Nyquist. And I've also interviewed Dr. Yen Li Meng, who is the whistleblower from Hong Kong. And I've also interviewed Jennifer Zhang about this whole thing. And again, I've read the translations and I've vetted a lot of this material. And it's all accurate. China's going to, or at least their plans are, to attack and invade the United States. It's just a matter of what that looks like and when it takes place. Now, to those who are skeptical of this, in your favor is the fact that China wants to wait longer, because over time, China grows stronger while the United States grows weaker. So if you're going to say that my theory is nonsense because China wants to wait 3 to 5 more years, actually, that's a valid point. You may be correct. But China might also be rushed into this because, here's a very important point to consider, because China knows that they've got their man in the White House right now, Joe Biden, and they're about to lose that because Biden's going to be removed. So China may be accelerating its schedule to take place while Biden still has some power, because then they know Biden's going to work for them. And the midterms are coming up. That's going to put probably the GOP in charge of the House of Representatives. It's going to take away a lot of power from the Democrats. So China may want to carry out this invasion before early November. Think about that. It's not a guarantee that that's going to happen, but it's a valid point, a strategic advantage that China may want to exploit while that window of opportunity is open. But we'll bring you more analysis of this in the days, weeks, and perhaps months ahead. Thank you for listening. Think carefully about this. Get prepared. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and you can hear more of my podcast, interviews, and videos at Brighteon.com. My channel is HR Report. God bless you. God bless America. And thank you for listening.